Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today we're going to talk about how to ensure deliverability of contact form notification emails.
Yeah, this was a topic we covered in a slightly different angle back in episode 72, why you should be using transactional email services. But we actually had a listener reach out and had a question on how to make sure that when someone fills out your contact form, that you actually get the notification, you get that response to your email. And so I wanted to talk about it again, kind of from this angle, as well as offer a couple additional solutions of ways that you can make sure that you're getting those contact form emails. But definitely recommend going back and listening to episode 72. We kind of talk about transactional email services more in depth than kind of the pros. There's not really any cons except for it may cost money. But yeah, the first way that you can ensure deliverability of contact form notification emails is to use a transactional email service. It's going to make sure that those emails are being sent through SendGrid or Mandrill or Mailgun, whatever transactional email service that you're using, instead of being sent through the web server. Web servers are not meant to send emails, especially if you're on shared hosting. Going to have the shared IP address. And if someone else on that same server, same IP address, is sending out a lot of spam emails or whatever, your IP address is going to get blocked and the emails are going to get spammed. And that's even if they're sent. Sometimes they just don't send and there's no explanation to my knowledge of why they just randomly don't send. So deliverability is key when it comes to contact forms. And with a transactional email service, that's the number one way to ensure that you get those emails when someone fills out your forms.
Yeah, and I think the newer WordPress people would probably assume that, oh, well, a theme or a WordPress, whatever, page builder or theme or anything has a contact form in it, it just works. You shouldn't need to do anything else, but that's not right. Always the case with, as we know. Another thing that you're going to want to do that can potentially help with ensuring deliverability is using a dedicated IP address. Some hosts will offer it. And some cost more money, some come with your hosting package, it just depends. But a dedicated IP can be a more trusted source for, what's the word I'm looking for? The email providers around the world. You know where I'm going, Tim?
ISP.
Yeah, ISP. Sorry, folks, yeah. I'm a little under the weather. And my brain is not firing on all cylinders, so dedicated IP address can definitely help deliverability.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you're using a transactional email service, you don't need an additional dedicated IP. That's if, you know, for whatever reason you can't or don't want to use a transactional email service, because they're going to be sending, if you're using a transactional email service, man, that saying that so many times is a mouthful. If you're using one of those, then they have their own dedicated IP addresses and they send them through various ones. You kind of spread them out. So you don't need to worry about that. But a dedicated IP can be a great way if you don't want to use a transactional email service. And another thing to consider in terms of getting those contact forms and making sure that you're not missing any new business that's coming your way or whatever's coming through your forms, is to use a more advanced contact form plugin that saves the entries to a database. So this would be Gravity Forms, Caldera Forms, Ninja Forms. I believe WP Forms does it as well. So we love Divi, and Divi has a great, pretty basic contact form module that's built in, but it doesn't save those entries to the database. And so it might not be the best thing if you really need to get those messages, unless you're using some of the other things we talked about above. But to me, I want to make sure I'm getting everything. So even though I do use transactional email services, I still use a contact form with a database so I can get those.
Boom. Have we missed anything else?
I don't believe so. I want to say thank you to, we've been having some new reviews coming in. Thank you if you've been reviewing. We greatly appreciate it. It's how people find us. And so I'm going to use this opportunity to say, if you haven't reviewed us, go to iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, wherever you listen to podcasts, leave us a review. We would love it and greatly appreciate it.
Awesome. Well, remember to head on over to wpthepodcast.com. We've got this fantastic search functionality on the site that will allow you to not only search topics like today, how to ensure deliverability of contact form notification emails, but anything else that you're interested in knowing about in the WordPress world. So until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.